TJ gets the snap, throwing downfield, and it's picked off. Kamu Grugier-Hill, the former Texan, has it at the 20-yard line, bottled up there. Stroud's first pick of the year. Bad time for it, never a good one. And the Texans have to take the field on D with the Vikings in the red zone.
All right, welcome back in, Big City Wings. That was the first pick of the city of the season from C.J. Stroud. He would throw another later in that game as he tried to force one in to Nico Collins. Obviously, the Texans are trying to bounce back from that tough game against the Vikings. Again, come on out to Big City Wings, your chance to win giveaways. We're going to be hooking people up with some game tickets. U of H hosting Iowa State. We'll be doing that first in the 3 o'clock hour. So come hang out, fill out your name. I see a guy right now walking over there filling out his name.
Got a quick update on that, Ron.
In the raffle box. What's the quick update on that.
So we're giving away today two $25 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards, two $25 Big City Wings gift cards, and those U of H tickets.
Go Cougs!
That we've been talking about.
Those four U of H tickets. So four U of H tickets, two different gift cards to Big City Wings, and I'm sure you're able to use it at all of their locations.
Oh, yeah.
And then also two $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So we are hooking you up on this Football Friday. We don't come empty-handed here when we want to celebrate and have a good time with the people. So come on out and sign your name on and put it on the raffle box and give yourself a chance to win one of those great prizes. So come on out and have a good time. All right. Clint, earlier in the week, we had D'Amico Ryans doing his presser. And I don't know if this is because we're getting closer to October and Tyler is in playoff mode, and he's in that spot. Or he was really, really pissed off that he paid all that money to go and fly and stay in a hotel and pay for those tickets, and he was in Minneapolis and watched the Texans get embarrassed in front of him. As he said, the most embarrassed he's ever been as a fan. But D'Amico was just talking and just saying, you know, the normal D'Amico-isms. And I just saw Tyler just roll his eyes hard. I mean, it was a hard eye roll. It was a – yeah. You know, I met Tyler. You remember, I said, damn, Tyler. I said it in his ear. Tyler just had it. He was over it. It seemed like to me that honeymoon period for Tyler was just over with D'Amico there, and he was just like, dude, come on, man. I'm tired of hearing this. Nah, man, just say what it was. And I just looked at it. I'm like, if some people are there with D'Amico, and I think some are getting there, how close are we to that with CJ? Are we getting close to the honeymoon period being there for CJ? When I say the honeymoon period, I think he just gets a pass. I think CJ right now gets a pass.
God bless, brother.
Here's the deal. Here's the truth of the matter. It is. I've said this about D'Amico. I said it about Bobby Slowick. Like, it is an easy life when you have no expectations. Yes, you're the number two overall draft pick. Will Anderson's number 3-0, but nobody expected you to turn the dumpster fire that was the Houston Texans around in a year.
The Houston Texans were supposed to suck.
And they start – that's right, Pat. That's basically what I'm saying. And they do that. And so there's a level of, boy, you can't do no wrong.
Oh, yeah, the God mode.
I mean, you just – whatever you say, everybody eats it up. And they've created – in my opinion, they've created this rah-rah – CJ, I'm talking about, and others as well, but they've created this rah-rah, he's the best player in the game about everybody, and boy, that guy, you know, this almost a cheerleader mentality that's just not going to fly if you don't continue to win at a high clip. Like, you know.
I think you're right, Clint. I think there could be some – there could be some if this thing continues, maybe there's a slide a bit. Yeah. I think there could be some eye rolls like Tyler had with some of the stuff that D'Amico said that, you know, before when he said it, oh, yeah, okay, I got it. But, like, his kind of, like, demeanor, his kind of, like, Like right now, I think people are rolling with him saying, nah, man, I'm tired of talking about that last loss.
Yeah, yeah.
This kind of slide, some of that could be where the honeymoon period.
Yeah, look, I think if you don't rebound this week and you don't play well and the team doesn't play well all year, it's like, well, you know, the response instead of, oh, it's CJ, it's our guy, the response is going to be, well, we're tired of watching piss poor offensive line play. You know, we're 3 weeks into the season, and the offensive coordinator is talking about, well, truth is, we're just not executing as well offensively in the pass game as we were last year, right? So, I mean, at some point, rubber meets the road with that kind of stuff, and the praying about it, and everybody's great, and the rah rah rah, all that kind of stuff is at some point in time gonna. Folks will turn a deaf ear to
text line roll through. Mine almost went away with his lack of leadership on the offensive line on Sunday.
Well, that's a good
text line.
That's a great point, just from a standpoint of like how long do your leaders, like how long before you start to question your leaders with stuff like that, with the penalties, like, because it wasn't just Laramie. Hell, it's the whole team. It's been the whole team. It's been a theme with this 2024 Texans team. Like, how long before you start questioning, well, what are we doing in practice? Like, what are we doing offensively?
Yeah.
You know, at some point, if you don't continue to win, it's just the nature of the beast. If you don't continue to win, folks will question what the hell you're up to.
Yeah. And I think we're clearly still in it and well understood and deserved, because – like C.J. Stroud came through here in a time where this city needed him.
Yeah.
They needed him coming off of the Deshaun stuff. They needed him, and they needed this, and he came and delivered, and now you have belief, and he's given that belief, and you should. But you know, when you start to have expectations, as you said, and things start to happen where you don't meet those expectations.
That's right.
At some point, the producer of the afternoon show is going to start rolling his eyes at the things that he used to say that you loved. I saw that. I said, well, I guess that honeymoon period's over. For,
yeah. I mean, that's one of my pet peeves, bro. Like, whether it's D'Amico, whether we're talking sports or life or people I consider friends and family, like, don't sugarcoat-ish for me. Like, don't – that insults my intelligence. Like, talk to me. Be real with me. I might not like what you say, but I'm not here for the sugarcoating crap. No.
Well, Tyler, a big part of this, too, is that nobody in the organization has a championship or a big-time run to the AFC championship or, like, this 5-, 6-, 7-year history of winning and being great on either side of the football, right? Like, you know, it's easy to hear, to listen to a guy go, I'm tired of talking about it, or we're going to put blinders on and move on, if we've seen them put blinders on and move on and it worked.